Backseat Book Club, Episode 0. This is Scott.
And this is Lena.
And we are the Backseat Producers. And this is the pilot preview episode thing for a new project, Backseat Book Club.
Yay!
Because we're good at naming things.
That's right.
We are.
Throw Backseat in front of it and we will talk about it. Doesn't matter.
This is true. Tony and I have at one point seriously discussed Backseat Sports as a show. That really didn't go far.
Backseat Sports.
But Book Club, it is a show Lena and I are putting together. Things are coming. Things are moving into place.
There will be books.
Yes, there will be books, and we will discuss them.
The reading
as a club.
Basically.
Yeah.
It will be a once a month dealio.
Like I think the plan was to do, what, the first Saturday of every month was release day?
Yes, that will be release day.
So that'll be our, like, we'll have a book and we'll sit down and discuss it. We'll have questions and comments flying around. And we might have some bonus content. Like, we're totally opening up the voicemail lines to this as well as other things. So you guys can throw... So if we get enough of that, we'll release like a comment special.
That would be very cool.
That'd be cool if we got comment specials, guys. Make that happen.
Comments in general.
Yeah.
An entire half hour show of you guys suck.
Actually, that would be hilarious. It would destroy my self-esteem, but I'd do it. We also might do author interviews and maybe a few other odd little specials. Here and there.
Perhaps even some theme books for holidays and such.
Yeah, well, I guess speaking of books, we do have our first six lined up.
First book is going to be Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, of which I am on page 2.
As you can see, we're really prepared for this.
Most everyone else has already read it, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Next up at number 2 is going to be Fight Club by Chuck
Palahniuk.
Thank you. Should have asked beforehand. And number 3, which was actually one of my picks, yay. Phoenix Rising, Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences book.
Number novel. 1 by
number 1
by Pip Ballantyne and T. Morris, friends of the show.
Today, by the by, today is Pip's birthday.
Go Pip.
Just in case you didn't know that. Not that it won't be her birthday when you guys hear this, but that's okay. And let's see, our number four book is Hogfather, Discworld number 20 by Terry Pratchett.
Don't let the number 20, scare you off. Discworld stands alone, Hogfather more than such, more than others. And that's going to be our Christmas-themed book. It's going to be fun times with Death and his granddaughter and Russell the Crow.
book number... 5 is Battle Royale by Koshun Takami. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Very good.
Yes, the real survival teenage death sport novel.
Ooh.
I'm throwing it down again. This is like the third time I've thrown that down. No one seems to care that much.
Damn it, somebody.
Someone, pick it up.
We are finally picking it up. And the 6th book of our little introduction is going to be The Magicians number 1 by Lev Grossman.
Yeah. So as you can see, leaning pretty heavily into genre fiction, that's probably going to be our purview for a while, unless you guys have any literary fiction that you desperately want us to talk about.
We are open to any and all suggestions.
And how can they do that?
They can do that by commenting when you listen to this podcast on the Backseat Producers website. There will be a comment section on the bottom. Also, on the Backseat Producers website, there is a voicemail phone number that will not cost you a thing. I'm going there right now because I am ill prepared, as I am wont to do. Voicemail number is 618-207-4794 if you want to let us listen to your voice and comment on the book club, if you're interested, if you have any books you'd like to hear us go over, any comments at all. If you think I sound super groovy, that works too. There is also a call me button and to click, and Google will call you back for free if you don't have long distance coverage.
You can also do it in our Fancy Pants Goodreads group, which
Ah, yes.
the second this drops, it will be available to the public, because right now it's just been the various show-related people talking behind the scenes. But you can throw suggestions in there, throw comments, recommend things. There's a lot of fun little buttons on Goodreads groups, I'm discovering, figuring out what they all do right now.
I'm still figuring them out as well.
So feel free to add us as friends. Be forewarned, if you add me as a friend, I will go through your entire list of things you've read and judge you. I will judge you.
Oh, I don't even want to know how you judge me.
Well,
As I recall Sam laughing at me last week.
yeah.
That's okay. I stand by the books I've read.
You know
I'm fine
what?
with that.
If you want to read Memoirs of a Geisha, there are actual memoirs written by actual geishas
And
that
I would
are
read
well
those
worth
too.
reading.
I would read those too. My interests are varied. Is that so wrong? I don't think so.
Well, your varied interests include lame stuff.
Oh, stop it. I'm allowed. I'm fine with it. I'm not embarrassed much. I'm okay.
I will say there's going to be like one little caveat I'm going to insist on for suggestions, and that is that if we probably like I notice we've named a few series, but I want if we do installments in a series, I want them to stand well on their own.
Yeah, it would be really difficult for us to, have to pull either have one book from a series or doing a whole series is just it's too difficult to track.
Yeah. That said, we might do as sort of a special thing on one of those off weeks, have like a fan roundtable about a series. So we might do like the first few books of Dresden Files and just free for all on G Plus for that or something.
That would be cool.
Cool things like that. Like we're open to ideas for what to fill those off weeks with, because we don't want to just do the one, have that one thing sitting in the middle of the month alone too often. We should also mention that it's not just going to be me and Lena. No.
Much as I know that excites you all.
Yes, because we're awesome. We're going to have Becca, Tallulah from the chat, of Geek Parent podcast fame.
Also on the West Coast, so we truly could have a West Coast posse,
Yeah.
bitches. Now I'm throwing that out there, so there you go.
Yep. We're also going to have Lady Friend Sam, the actual one, not Telestis, who might join us also.
Although if he shows up in drag, I would enjoy that. I don't mind saying it.
Thanks
He
for
could he
sharing.
he could be he could be Lady Friend Sam. I'm down with that. Gonna have to work on that for Sausage Fest.
They said that for last Sausage Fest. It didn't happen.
But I wasn't there.
Yes,
I can
well,
be quite the pushy broad when I need to be, thank you very much.
we're edging close to morality clause
Yeah.
territory there.
I shall rein it back in.
Okay.
Return to my ladylike self.
So,
Anything else we're forgetting?
no, we'll probably have David in every now and again. We're gonna stunt cast a bit every now and again because it's just kind of one off, and we can play with schedules a little more, so we can bring in people from the extended Spooky Outhouse Network to talk about specific books.
Fun rotating fourth host position.
Yeah, like right now, Tony's official word is, "You guys do it, I'll help later when I'm not busy or dead or watching all of Breaking Bad."
I do believe he is caught up. I think last week he said he was going to be caught up.
Okay, so I bet he has.
I am far from it, but that's okay.
All right, the other thing, this is something Tony and I have kicked around, and I don't think we told Lena, but we are going to open Backseat Quickies up to include book club or book reviews, so you might see that.
Oh.
So you might see on one of the infamous filler weeks from me or Sam a review of a book we recently read instead, and we'll open the public up to that. So if you want to do your thoughts on something you've read, get in touch.
Dare me to do Memoirs of a Geisha.
I dare you.
It's been a while since I read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been laughed at enough about that book.
Okay. So, Backseat Book Club, look for it. It's going to be cool.
Join us. Share with us. Become part of it. Live it.
I thought the first rule of book club is you don't talk about book club.
That's Fight Club.
What do you know about Fight Club?
Backseat Book Club is a Backseat production. Visit backseatproducers.com for more shows. Join the discussion and make suggestions for books on goodreads.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.